Six.
76 years.
I see. Well, I'm out here trying to find out something about the way farming used to be, so...
He said he didn't want the new part of it now.
It used to be rough. It's still rough, far as that goes.
It sure is.
Well, I tell you, if you men want to have a visit, I can come back.
Sir. Go ahead and start asking your questions. If I can't answer, maybe he can.
Well, all right, sir. I kind of feel I'm interfering here.
Oh, no, sir.
I'll go in a minute. I just stopped here to tell you I got the top off that house. And if you ain't doing
nothing
wrong...
It's going to rain. It's going to rain.
Well, I can't help it. That's what I'm scared of.
You got a house top off?
Yeah. If you ain't got nothing to do tomorrow, and you can't, why? I got all the top off of one side, and the plywood on, and the paper on it, and three rolls of shingles on the side, and got around the chimney. Got all the stars right, and three rolls of...
Beautiful cat.
Get in there now, you ain't got
no... Shannon's got on the edge, boy. You know, it's always slow, it's talking.
You got your black paper on?
Yeah.
Oh, if it rains, it'll just rain off.
I don't know, that old paper ain't much count.
He wants the paper because it's going around and around.
Yeah, I noticed. Bless you, got rough. See you.
He was watching him pretty closely.
Yeah, he was fixing slapping.
Yeah.
It really got rough a little while. See, not one of those little Henders thought maybe I might get them boys, but they Henders said they just had to get in a couple of $100 worth right quick to pay some bills, he said. And he didn't talk like that was helping me then, and I didn't know. I got Lawrence, Mike Dougal, he's helping me, and me and Russell and Nolan and Miss Daddy. Of course, me and Mr. Eddie ain't doing nothing but toting stuff to them. I can't get them in that house much. My head, more the water goes swimming around. And Mr. Mike, he said he's afraid he couldn't step out and nail on the shingle. I can get her up and run, but he'll be about like me, won't
he? Well, I don't know, sir. It ought to be pretty active.
Might be. I'm going to call him. I'm going to call Archie Tyler. I told Nolan to call Archie Tyler. I don't know whether he'll come, whether he can get off or not. I called him at dinner and he wasn't there. His wife said he'd be late before we got back. And I'll go. I'll tell you, it's good to know it. Yeah, I better go there.
I should explain to you, sir, what I'm doing. I'm interested in asking questions about the old-time ways of farming and the different buildings and different calls to animals and things like that. So I'd be glad to, if you want to visit for a while, I can come back. Or if you'd like to hear this, well, I'd be glad to have you.
Well, I'm pretty busy right now, but I've got to get that house covered, and I ain't got time to fool it much. But I got about all I can handle right at the present time. But he didn't tell you about the farming.
All right, you'll give him the job, huh?
Yeah, he didn't tell you. We farmed right along
the
road.
It was rough back there, wasn't it? It was rough, wasn't it?
Hey, you burn right, it's rough. But I tell you what I did do. I couldn't make no money. I didn't have no money, but I managed all right. I got by, but I had more to eat than I ever had in my life.
Probably tasted better too, huh?
Yeah, it's cooked.
Yeah, because it cooked on an old wood stove.
It cooked on a wood stove, and I had plenty of cows, I had plenty of chickens, and I killed one about me and wife, and all, and I've killed a many times 1,500, 1,800 pounds of meat and put
in the smoke. Did we do that, man?